Thank you, Sarah Terry, for talking with me. I've also been talking with Joanne DeMichael, who has brought to our community's attention the issue with manufactured home communities.
I spent 7 years making the film, so I am familiar with these issues.
Indeed. You started the documentary in 2015.
Yes, I did.
And what compelled you to do a documentary about this particular situation?
I had made two documentary films already. I had not found another project that I really wanted to work on. You have to have a lot of commitment to work on a film that doesn't have, funders, or you're not being hired to do it. And I didn't know if I was going to find something. And then one morning I was actually at a documentary film sort of retreat, and I was reading an article in The Guardian about Mobile Home University, which is run by a guy named Frank Rolfe. He's sort of a notorious figure in the community. He says crazy things about how your mobile home park resident is like a customer chained to the booth in a Waffle House. They can't leave because, and that has to do with rents. But I just thought it was, I was reading about this and was so kind of blown away by the way he was speaking about a community that I think everybody I know knows somebody who's lived in a mobile home park or manufactured housing park at some time in their lives. But the kicker for me was this one little paragraph that said that the Carlyle Group, which is one of the largest private equity firms in the world, had begun buying up mobile home parks, and that the rest of the private equity world was watching. And that outraged me, to think that the wealthiest of the wealthy were trying to make a buck and to ruin things, as private equity does. They go in and strip cap, the value of a company, and sort of leave it a shell. I was outraged. And so within, I don't know, 6 weeks, I was at Mobile Home University, filming Frank Rolfe in action. They don't let people film anymore. I think I might have been the only person in the last, but John Oliver used my footage for a wonderful piece he did on mobile home parks and private equity. And Frank Rolfe doesn't let the media in anymore, but he's on film and he's in my film. So he really is sort of a shocking moment of going, wait, that's just, I mean, just regarding these homes and the people who live in them as a transactional thing to be taken advantage of. It was just, that's what got me going.
Yes, and the situation continues.
Yeah, so my goodness, the sad thing, I mean, this film had its world premiere. It'll be 3 years ago in November, and we did a year-long community screening campaign with it, and then it was on PBS last year, and it continues to screen. This will be the third screening we've done in New Mexico. We screened in Albuquerque. The city sponsored a screening. The University of New Mexico Law Clinic sponsored a screening. The mayor of Santa Fe sponsored a screening, and now it's you all, because New Mexico sadly is coming, right into the target of these buyers. They've been buying up parks. Certainly in Albuquerque. And interestingly enough, there's a J.B. Jackson was one of the most famous architects and scholars of the 20th century. He wrote with great love about mobile home parks and mobile home parks in New Mexico. He lived there. He understood it as something that's called like a vernacular, as something very American and something that he treasured. And now New Mexico is up against this sort of influx of private equity and corporate money, taking advantage of people who often don't have other choices about where to live. And often it's the first opportunity they've got to own their own home.
There's two situations going on right now. One is in Albuquerque and the other is in Alamogordo. They're literally fighting for their homes. It's happening again.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, Sarah, I bet you met quite a few people when you were filming this documentary, people who lived in the mobile home community.
Oh gosh, yes. I mean, I spent my time in mobile home parks became good friends with, most of the people in my film, and lots of time. Parks all over the country, parks that aren't even in the film.
And what has impressed you the most about those people that you met while you were doing your documentary?
Oh, I think sort of one of my prevailing questions, the reason I cared so much about this issue, was the growing wealth gap, and just the question of how much is enough, how many cars can people have, how many homes, how much money, what does it take to be happy? And I think I always felt that the people I met in parks, they knew how much enough was. They wanted a home. They wanted to be secure. They wanted a place for family to, you know, to be with them. And they may not have always had enough. Many people work two and three jobs just to be able to pay their bills, but they knew what it was. You know, and on top of that, I remember a woman living on a fixed income, very tight fixed income, in a mobile home park, one of the first parks that the Carlyle Group bought. And she made sure every month she set aside $5 for the local animal shelter and $5 for the World Wildlife Fund. And then another thing, and you know, $5 may not sound like very much to people, but it was a significant part of her fixed income. And she did that as part of her humanity, as part of her caring for the world. I don't know people, you know, maybe I don't know a lot of people who would do the same thing with their salaries on it in a commensurate way to give money like that away each month. And I felt that people in parks have been othered and stereotyped in our culture for so long. It's probably the last, you know, derogatory thing you can say without being called out for saying it. It's like saying trailer trash. Mm-hmm. And I wanted the film to elevate. I wanted to hold these people up and kind of say, these are my heroes. You know, these are people who know what matters, and we should be paying attention to them, not making fun of them.
Have you been able to stay in touch with any of the folks that you met while you were doing the documentary?
Yeah. Yeah, lots of them. Yeah.
Nice. You made a strong connection. Your voice was really strong. Well, you gave these folks a strong voice.
Thank you. Yeah. I hope they felt that.
That's really important.